Then it continues. I want to read this in Hebrews 11, 27. We're just talking about Moses. We're talking about invisible, right? The invisible God. For by faith, Hebrews 11, 27, for by faith he forsook Egypt. Who is that? Moses, right? Not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. And so it's interesting, if you read the story in Genesis, you really wouldn't catch that really until later on. But he actually says here that he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. That's interesting because he was running from the king, wasn't he? For he endured and seen, he left. He was there 40 years, but here it's saying that he did not fear the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Amen. So even Moses at that time saw something, knew something was going to happen. To be honest, he probably, because he was probably trying to, he saw the one who's invisible and wasn't ready, so he said, I'll make things happen here by killing this Egyptian. We'll get this ball rolling. We'll get this thing going forward. But it kind of set him back, 40 years? But seeing him who is invisible. So let me ask you, how do you see him who's invisible? Amen. How do we see? If you put in context, going back to last week, it's by faith. Because he's invisible, no one can see the Father. Amen. I have never seen the Father. I've never seen an angel, but I know they're there. I know they're there with us. I know they're fighting with us. Amen. Different things. So we see these things by faith. Maybe Moses, as he was growing up, started hearing the story of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Maybe hearing that they were going to be in slavery and bondage, amen, for 400 years. And maybe in his own heart and mind, he says, I see that, Lord, and I know you're going to set my fellow brothers free. And then maybe he tried to take that step in himself and then went on a 40-year journey. But you know what's wonderful? It's going through that 40-year journey. Did he get where he's supposed to be? Absolutely. Eventually, the burning bush. So let me say this for you. God will get you exactly where you need to be in his time, in the future. Regardless of your age, you still have a hope and a future. You still have to be looking at him who's invisible. He's with you. Amen. You know, the world will say, that's foolishness. Let's let God show himself now. You ever hear that? But he will. We know that he will. Amen. When people say he's invisible, yeah, I've got scriptures that back you up. The invisible God. But I have seen Jesus in every way in my life, and the imprint of my heart and my soul and my mind. I have seen Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He endured all the pain, the suffering, shame. And he's now at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah, that's good news. Let me just read a few more things. Hebrews 11, 13 and 14. We got a few minutes. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. Some of them didn't receive those promises. But having seen them afar off, were assured of them. Did you see that? We're assured of them. So we're talking about maybe Abraham, Isaac, some things. How about King David? He was given promises that you'll always have somebody on his throne. He had no idea what it was going to look like with Jesus. He might have an inkling, but he probably had no idea that this prophecy that he would always have a person on his throne was actually going to be the Son of God, who would actually sit on the throne of all hearts, not just Hebrews or Jews, but all people that would come to him by faith. He believed it. You know that he's seen it now, amen, from afar. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. Did you know you and I seek a homeland? I guess this world can be really awesome. But there's times that it isn't awesome. And there's times that there's pain. And there's times that there can be struggles. And that's called life. And what we do when we're walking through those things, we continue to trust him as he does bring us from victory to victory to victory. But isn't there some battles from victory to victory? The battles when we go to be with him are no longer going to be, we're going to live complete. Every enemy will be defeated finally, amen? The devil will no longer be in the scene. Death will no longer be in the scene, amen? Pain and sorrow will no longer be in the scene. It will truly be paradise. As he said to the thief on the cross, he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Someday will they seek a homeland. You know, what they were seeking then is exactly what you and I are seeking. It's just we, you know, with the new covenant, we've got a little bit more of an understanding. Well, the new Jerusalem, what it's going to look like at the end. Amen? When the last trump sounds and the dead in Christ rise. See, we know more than, even though they were looking and could see something, you and I now have a vision and an understanding of something that they couldn't imagine. But yet they were looking for the same thing. 1 Corinthians 1, 22 through 25. You hanging in there? See, we're talking about the invisible God. For Jews request a sign. Even all the miracles that Jesus would do, they would come back and say, well, give us a sign. So it wasn't good enough. All the miracles, because they believed that they were of Satan. They were convincing, the religious leaders were convincing those that would follow him that this was not of God, this was of Satan. So what they were wanting to see is the invisible God to come out of the sky and say, this is my son. Right? And even then there was some, and even times where there was a voice. Remember when there was a voice that came when Jesus was baptized? And they said, was that thunder? Other times we'd speak and they'd say, was that thunder? So even the times where God would speak, because of their dull ears, they didn't hear it. I was reading about the Mount Transfiguration today where, who was it? It was James and John. Was it James and John? Yeah. Was it one more? Peter, yeah. They saw Jesus talking with Moses and Elijah. And then what was the voice that came out of heaven? Says, listen to my son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him in whom I'm well pleased. And Jesus' lights, he made his clothes transfigured, his hair, all this clothing, Moses. It's interesting, just a little side note here. Moses was not allowed to come into the promised land. Because remember, he struck the rock. Right? And we're supposed to speak to it. And he struck it. And just for that infraction, he says, you're not taking the children into the promised land. It'll be Joshua. But he did get to come to the promised land as he was talking to the one that would take them from the old covenant into the new covenant. Moses in his new body was able to come to put his feet there on that Mount Transfiguration and talk to him who was basically handing the baton to. So it says what in Hebrews that he was a servant, faithful in all his house, but Jesus was a son who was faithful in all his house. So he did get to put his feet finally in the promised land. Amen? For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen? Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Let me just say this. He's the invisible God. Amen? And he does still do signs and wonders. But we won't see him until we get to heaven. I don't know about you, that even though, I just want to say this, I feel like this is the point tonight, that even though we don't see him, the invisible God, that he's always with us. that God made Jesus the head of everything, that he is God. He was God in the flesh. Amen. That he's there with us. That you and I walking by this faith, by this Holy Spirit that lives in us. Amen. That he never turns back from us. We may turn back for him, but he's always there. Amen. The heavens aren't brass anymore. It says that I'm seated with him in heavenly places in the book of Ephesians. Amen. So if I'm seated with him by faith because of that Holy Spirit, I could know that he's always there with me in every struggle. The invisible God. The world may not see him, but I know him more and more every day. Amen. Aren't you glad he's with us? Aren't you glad that he never leaves us nor forsakes us? That even when things aren't going my way like I want, he's right there beside me. It's comforting. We come to the point now where I don't monitor my emotions or my feelings. I monitor my faith where my heart is with him. Am I trusting him? Am I believing the promises of his truth? I like this little thing. I'll just say it real quick, that in the morning I used to get up to figure out how can I please him today. Where now I get up in the morning saying, Lord, help me to understand your promises. It goes from trying to please him to, Lord, help me to walk in your promises. And when that little twist had happened in my mind and my heart, it changed everything. Where I used to get up and say, man, if I can somehow figure out to please him, to know that only I can please him by putting my trust in the invisible God, amen, who gave his son for me, I can get up and say, Lord, thank you for me walking in your promises. I'm your child. You're faithful. You're true. Can you stand up with me just real quick, just 1 second? Just take a second. Just thank the Lord, maybe. Thank him for his faithfulness. Even if there's little mindsets, once again, little mindsets where you haven't trusted his faithfulness, say, Lord, I'm going to start putting my trust there. Once again, I'm not going to allow these mindsets and lies of the enemy to remain. Amen. I'm going to once again begin to dig in your word, listen to your spirit, and begin to believe your promises. See, this says the promises of God is yes and amen. So, Father, as we mature in you, thank you for showing these wonderful truths to us. We love you, we praise you, and we exalt you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And all of God's people said, amen, amen and amen.